Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Hello and welcome to the Director's Cut. Alan T here with you for the next hour. Our featured film this week is called Wicker Park. This is a 2004 American romantic thriller drama. It's directed by Paul McGuigan. The people in it, I don't really know much about them. Give you a bit of idea of the story. Matt Simon, a young advertising executive, returns to Chicago with his fiancée, Rebecca, after spending the last 2 years in New York. He bumps into his old friend Luke on the way into a meeting at a restaurant in preparation for a business trip to China. Let's have a listen to the trailer.
From the moment Matt saw Lisa...
You've been in love before, haven't you?
Nothing else mattered. But for every passion...
I know it's only been a couple of months, but I want to make my life with you.
There is an obsession that goes unnoticed.
Meet me tomorrow in Wicker Park.
Have you seen Lisa?
She's gone.
She wouldn't have left without an explanation. Without some sort of letter or call. Something must have happened.
Now, the search for the truth...
I think I found Lisa.
...will lure him deeper.
I'm a friend of Lisa's.
Is that supposed to be funny? I'm Lisa.
And every discovery...
She had the same name, same perfume, same shoe size. It's so hot.
You don't know the whole story.
...will become more deceiving than the next.
What are you doing here?
I'm watching you sleep.
You're in love with this guy, and he is asking you to help him find another woman.
I don't know anything about this woman.
I know she loved me.
You make yourself into such a victim. You leaving?
Apparently I'm not.
Get her in here! Love makes you do crazy things, insane things. Can't help it.
There you go, the great voice of Hal Douglas doing the voiceover, one of those famous American this summer kind of voice. Okay, enough of this stuff. Okay, the plot continues. Once inside, Matt thinks he overhears Lisa, the beautiful dancer he was in love with 2 years before, who had vanished overnight. Unable to confront the woman he believes may be Lisa, he blows off the trip and instead embarks on an obsessive search for her as the story of Matt and Lisa's romance unfolds in flashback. First piece of music coming up now. This is a band called Aqualung. Strange and Beautiful.
I've been trying to be where you are, and I've been secretly falling apart, unseen. To me, you're strange and you're beautiful. You'd be so perfect with me, but you just can't see. You turn every head, but you don't see me. I'll put a spell on you. You fall asleep when I put a spell on you. And when I wake you, I'll be the first thing you see. And you'll realize that you love me. Yeah. comes in first. Sometimes the first thing you want never comes. I know that waiting is all you can do. Sometimes I'll put a spell on you. You fall asleep, I'll put a spell on you. And when I wake you, I'll be the first thing you see. And you realize that you love me. I'll put a spell on you. You fall asleep, cause I'll put a spell on you. And when I wake you, I'll be the first thing you see. And you realize that you love me. Yeah.
Strange and beautiful, Aqualung. Well, it's said, though, that the music from this film is quite stunning. The film itself is not so stunning. Anyway, we continue with the plot. A key card, which the woman leaves at the restaurant, leads Matt to a hotel where he finds Lisa's silver compact and an article marked in a newspaper. He leaves a note for Lisa at the restaurant bar, borrows Luke's car, and trails the man from newspaper article to an apartment. There, Matt discovers a note to Lisa under the door with her key enclosed. Wow, okay. This is a weird one coming up. Mugwai. I know who you are, but what am I? This is the Director's Cut with Alan T here with The Wicker Park. Thank you. and I know who you are. Who am I? As I say, the music is strange, but there's some familiar ones in here as well. Well, the apartment is deserted, but he leaves Lisa a note himself to meet him in Wicker Park and keeps the key. An ecstatic Matt returns the car to Luke, who is furious because he has missed a date with his new girlfriend, Alex. When Alex calls, Matt takes the blame and Luke is mollified. There you go. This Stereophonics now. This is more familiar stuff. Maybe tomorrow on the Director's Cut.
But the free army.
Have a drink, Alan.
Dear, come up with a word, it's all right.
I know I had the
pressure. Beautiful life of beanie up, a shadow down, beanie inside of our, but we breathe. We breathe. tomorrow, I'll find my way. So maybe tomorrow I'll find my way home. My, 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 my. So of course. So maybe.
Thank you for listening to Talk Radio Europe.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Welcome back. We continue now with the plot of Wicker Park. The next day, after waiting in vain at Wicker Park, Matt goes back to the apartment and is called by a woman who is also named Lisa. She says the apartment is hers, but she has a coat and a red-soled shoes with a broken heel identical to Lisa's shoes that came from Luke's shop where Lisa first met Matt. She says that she was at the hotel because the man in the newspaper was stalking her and asks Matt to stay the night, and they end up sleeping together. Okay, music continues now. This is Mum. I Have a Map on the piano. sorry, we have a map on the piano from a band called Mum. Well, flashbacks reveal that this Lisa is actually Alex, Lisa's old neighbour and friend. Alex is falling in love with Matt R. from afar, but he met her and fell for Lisa before Alex found the courage to speak to him. Well, now we know. The man from the newspaper was stalking Lisa, and Alex agreed to swap apartments with her for a few days before Lisa left for a new job in London. Okay, well, we'll keep on with it. This is Mates of Slate. And these days, on the Director's Cut, Wicker Park is our feature film this week.
I've been out walking. I don't do too much talking these days. These days I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do.
For sure. Okay, well, the plot carries on where Luke persuades Matt to come with him that night to see Alex perform in Twelfth Night. She's unrecognizable in stage makeup, but panics after she sees Matt in the audience with Luke. Matt returns to the apartment, feels the real Lisa's presence in spite of its emptiness, and spends the night. Alex sleeps with Luke that night. In the morning, when Matt calls Luke, she answers the phone, then drops it in a panic. She overhears Luke say Matt is at the apartment and runs out to call him and meet him there. James Watt. The Light Switch.
Remember every detail when you spoke. The way my TRE, your voice in Spain.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Well, the plot continues after he runs out to call him and meet him there. Well, after receiving Matt's note at the restaurant, the real Lisa calls and asks Luke to tell Matt to meet her at 3 o'clock, saying he will know where. When Alex arrives at the apartment, Max gives her another pair of red-soled shoes. Lisa's size, I beg your pardon, but they are too big. She realizes he suspects something, but Matt says he can exchange them and leaves. Alex then calls Luke and asks him to meet her at the restaurant. This is The Shine.
Okay.
Whom, I guess you?
One, two, three.
From The Shins. Now suspicious, Matt follows Lisa, Alex, bumps into Luke and follows him into the restaurant to finally meet Alex, the girl Luke is in love with. Well, Matt confronts Alex, her deception revealed. A flashback reveals that 2 years ago, the same day that Matt asked Lisa to move in with him, Lisa was offered a last-minute job touring with a show in Europe and had to jump on a plane. Lisa had given Alex a note to deliver to Matt, telling her she loved him and wanted to live with him. Okay. Instead, Alex had kept the note, deleted all the messages Lisa had left for Matt on an answering machine, and told Lisa that she'd caught Matt in bed with another woman. Oh, dear. So, here we go. Let's continue now with music. This is The Steels. And this is called Ritorno a Riga. Music from the film Wicker Part this week. In the present, a confused Luke tells Matt that Lisa called and wants him to meet her at 3 o'clock before she returns to London. Well, Matt is unsure where to meet, but Alex gives him Lisa's old note, and he realizes that Lisa is at Wicker Park. Arriving too late, Matt then races to the airport, is met by Rebecca, who has come to pick him up from the business trip to China he never went on. It's all very confusing, this. Anyway, we're nearly at the end of the... it's got to end. It's terrible. This is dead cab for a cutie. A movie script ending, it says.
Same sound. Radio Europe.
The director's cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Well, here we are at the end of the plot. I don't know. He confesses that he still loves someone else and cannot marry her. Lisa is nearby on the phone, listening to Alex admit what she has done and apologise. Well, Matt sees Lisa through the crowd and comes up behind her. She senses he is there, turns to kiss him, and they are reunited. Oh, so now you know. It's Snow Patrol. It's How to Be Dead. On the director's cut. When the day is done. Well, that's it. Wicker Park has been given 27% approval based on reviews from 137 critics from Rotten Tomatoes. The site's critics' consensus reads, implausible coincidences and an overly convoluted structure makes the movie hard to follow or believe, as did the plot that I just read out. Thanks very much indeed for your company. And I'd like to leave you now with the last piece of music. This is called Broken Social Sense. And this is Lover's Spit. Would you believe? Thanks so much indeed for listening, and also thanks as always to Myra for her support in putting the program together. Take care, have a great week. Bye for now.
Clean that face.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.